we get things underway by welcoming back to the program actor, director, Anson Williams. Anson, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me back.
Well, it's good to have you back with us. How have you been doing during this interesting time we're all going through?
Well, pretty much Groundhog Day.
Yes, indeed.
It's like things have been somewhat limited, especially in the entertainment area. But I don't know. You know, you find ways to be productive, and thank goodness, with family and various other ventures, it keeps you going, keeps you active, and that's important.
Absolutely. Well, we want to talk about one of those ventures a little bit. But first, though, when we talk about the pandemic, we've been going through this now for 7-8 months or so, and the idea of pandemic fatigue is a very real thing. And you've been working real hard to help combat that. And we talked with you the last time you were on about this terrific product, Alert Drops. And we talked about dealing with drowsy driving, but pandemic fatigue certainly plays into that as well.
It does. Alert Drops, well, we talked about it before. Yeah, it was really inspired by my uncle, Dr. Heimlich, the Heimlich Maneuver. And one of the most serious catastrophic problems in the country was drowsy driving, and this safe little spray drop on your tongue will absolutely stop it. But what we discovered that Alert Drops goes far beyond just drowsy driving. Anytime you need to be alert, and we've been having fantastic results with college students that were drinking too much caffeine and taking these energy drinks. They have to stay up all night to study, and then they end up in the hospital from overdosing on this stuff, and their sleep patterns are all over the place. And Alert Drops is a big asset for them. And basically anyone in any profession that needs to be alert, including tired moms, and it helps in athletics. I mean, any place where you need clarity and alertness safely without, hurting your system or your health. But along comes this pandemic, and what it created was a huge problem of isolation fatigue. And, isolation fatigue, it really comes from, it's almost a sort of depression, a lack of energy. You lose communication with other people. Your whole lifestyle's changing, and it makes you tired. It makes you exhausted. And we're finding that Alert Drops has just been a huge, huge benefit to this fatigue, where people can wake up instantly and have clarity instantly, safely, scientifically proven, doctor recommended, honored by the U.S. Congress, safely. In fact, I don't know. I think during certain hearings, there were stories about senators and congressmen and all that falling asleep. And since the U.S. Congress honored the product, we sent a bunch to them to help them during the hearing.
They could use more of that, definitely. But you're so right with the pandemic, and it's fatigue, and it's also, I find this myself, just that general challenge sometimes to focus because your mind is all over the place.
It is. And the fatigue, it becomes really, it's mentally exhausting. It's just too big of a change of lifestyle, and your nerves are on edge. There's so many. It affects so many areas, and you just get tired. You just get tired, and that's why we're finding so much success with Alert Drops. I mean, literally, it's all it is. It's a spray drop, and this came from Dr. Heimlich. He knew that citric acid with sour lemon, when you spray it on top of the tongue, it hits the lingual nerve, and the reflex reaction of the body is adrenaline. You're up. You're alert. Nothing in your system. It's no different than going to the doctor when he checks the reflexes. Your knees, your arms, your tongue has reflexes with the brain, and this particular reflex is adrenaline. So you instantly get a safe adrenaline rush. You're up, you're alert, nothing in your system. And we find, one spray usually lasts half hour to an hour. And if you need it again, go ahead. There's nothing that will hurt you. It's basically a high-powered lemon. And I told people, if you don't want to buy Alert Drops, and you just you can't afford Alert Drops, by the way, it's reasonable. But like Dr. Heinrich says, is bite into lemon. You bite into lemon, you know, it will hit the lingual nerve with the citric acid and the sour lemon. It's a little sloppier, not quite as pinpointed, but it works. So, like I say, I really recommend alert dose for convenience and safety. But if not, just cut up some lemon. You start feeling that fatigue, bite into it, and it'll get you out of it.
Well, and as you told us last time, you learned about the dangers of drowsy driving directly in a very scary situation.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, before I entered the product business to help create problem-solving products, I was directing, and it was a very exhausting day, directing out there in the desert outside of L.A. Driving back, I blacked out. I fell asleep at the wheel. Thank goodness I didn't kill myself or someone else, but scared the heck out of me. And that's when, one of the most influential men in my life was my uncle, Dr. Henry Heimlich. He was my second cousin, but I called him uncle since I was a little child. And I told him what happened, and that's when he recommended for me to just keep cut up lemon. And when you ever felt that exhaustion, bite into it. And he explained how the citric acid and sour lemon hits the lingual nerve and the reflex reaction and all that. So I did that for years and never had the problem again. And then when I went into the product area, and I saw how catastrophic drowsy driving was in this country and the world, I called them up and suggested a spray drop on top of the tongue, and that's how alert drops was created. So yeah, it came from a problem I had, and then developed into what we have today.
Well, you can get more information and even order alert drops at alertdrops.com. Also available at Amazon as well. We're talking with Anson Williams here on Downtown. Speaking of your uncle, Dr. Heimlich, I saw an interesting social media post you had the other day about a little trick he gave you when you were going into crowds, just a little gargle session that might at least reduce your ability of picking up on colds and flus and viruses.
Yeah, well, he recommended to water down peroxide, you know, and put in a little sprayer. And he said, if you're around the crowds, he said, spray it in your throat, gargle it. He said, it was not a pandemic back then, but there are all sorts of viruses. He said it will kill it. He said it will kill it. It'll stop it. And then he said also, keep your hands and all that, all the protocols today. But he also said get a little Q-tip and, you know, put it up your nose a little bit. And if you do this, you know, in a decent amount of time, hour or two, very good chances you'll pretty much kill what's up there. So, recently I was reading where they're doing studies that they're finding that Listerine and these kind of just mouthwashes are killing viruses. And that's what brought me back to what Dr. Heimlich recommended to me years ago. And I'm thinking, wow, he was way ahead of the game here, you know? But it makes sense. It makes sense to me that, you wash your hands, you don't touch your face, you wear your mask, but it also makes sense to me that and you use alcohol, and I'm going, well, Jesus, use peroxide and water. I mean, obviously it's going to kill germs, and basically it does what those mouthwashes do.
Absolutely, that's great advice right there. You also posted a wonderful video, a terrific song for kids, helping them understand those basics of washing hands.
Yes, well, we thought Jimmy Dunn wrote a very famous song on Happy Days called Pump Your Blood. And it's when my character sang about the anatomy in class. And it became huge. And thousands of classes around the country were using it during teaching anatomy. It became kind of a phenomenon. And I had the idea of using that song but changing the words to wash your hands. You know? Same kind of instrumentation and all that. So Jimmy rewrote it, and then I recorded it, and it's called Wash Your Hands. And it's basically just fun and an easy way to to teach kids and just to keep the habit of wash your hands, don't touch your face. Oh, and we've had a lot of success with it. I mean, it's been a lot of fun being able to not only make kind of a happy moment for family and kids, but it stays with them. They start learning these good habits in a fun way.
Absolutely. Well, it's a wonderful video. I'm going to wash my hands from Anson Williams. Well, a big treat.
I'm going to wash my hands.
I love it. A little bonus there. We're so excited for what's coming up on Sunday. If there's any kind of an upside to the pandemic, it's been so many great shows have had reunions of their cast for various causes along the way. And this Sunday, the cast of Happy Days gets back together. Yeah. Are you anywhere near as excited as we are for this?
Well, I'm just honored and excited. I could be just a small part of being a part of something so important to more than us, but our kids and future generations. It's just so nice to be part of the magic of a show like Happy Days. It's still relevant. I'm so happy that Ron Howard put this together. And what it's going to be is we're doing a Happy Days reunion. You can find it online. And it's basically for the state of Wisconsin, which is an important state for Vice President Biden to win. And we're doing two live readings of old Happy Days scripts as our young characters. And there's going to be a lot of questions and answers and a lot of call-ins. And there's going to be contests where we will call back certain people and have personal conversations with them. But it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be Sunday, I think, at 5 or 6 o'clock. And I'm just so proud to be part of it. Because for me, it's not even politics. It's doing the right thing. It's just doing the right thing. At this time in our country, I look at my children. I'm doing this for them. It's like it's your futures. It's your kids' futures. And honestly, Republican, Democrat, whatever, we need a leader that's a giver, not a taker. We need someone in there that's got the gut and is tough and knows the drill, knows the position, knows the world leaders, tough enough to handle anything, but his heart's bigger than all of us. Someone who's in there as a, to give and to correct and really cares about everybody's future. Really cares about these last laps of their life to like pull things around, make things right for the future of our children. Someone has the heart that overtakes any temptation, and that's Vice President Biden. Period. We could not have a better man with more heart, more intelligence, more experience, right place at the right time than Vice President Biden, and even my children. They don't know politics, but they feel something from this man. They look online, they see his videos, and they like him. They trust him. They feel his heart. And, we need this man. We need this man so badly. Whose heart is even bigger. Is even bigger than the presidency.
Very well said, and I couldn't agree more on that. Coming up Sunday, the Happy Days reunion. We look forward to that. We've had, out of the five of you that will be part of that reunion, we've had you and Don and Henry and Marion on our show, and I have to say, all four of you have just been the most wonderful people to talk to. Something in the water back there in Milwaukee in those days, because you're all wonderful people, and we enjoy having you on with us, and can't wait to see you all together with Ron again this Sunday. And thanks for coming back and visiting with us, Anson.
Oh, thank you so much, and everybody stay safe, and God bless.
Thank you, Anson. Anson Williams with us here on Downtown. Again, for more information on Alert Drops, just go to alertdrops.com. You can get them on Amazon as well. A great product and one that really does work indeed.